Chapter 4 The ruin ring formed a slim, dense halo, 3 kilometers thick, 70 kilometers broad, orbiting 580,000 kilometers above the gas giant Matrusco. Its albedo was dismayingly low. Most of the constituent particles were a dowdy grey. A haze of small particles could be found up to 100 kilometers outside the main band in the elliptic plane. Dust, mainly, flung out from collisions between larger particles. Such meagre dimensions made the ruin ring totally insignificant on a purely astronomical scale. However, the effect it had on the course of human events was profound. Its existence alone managed to bring the richest kingdom in history to the verge of political chaos, as well as posing the Confederation's scientific community the greatest mystery it had ever known, one which remained unsolved 190 years after its discovery. It could so easily have gone unnoticed by the Royal Kulu Navy scout ship Evelyn, which investigated the system in 2420. But system survey missions are too expensive to mount for the crew to skimp on detail, even though it is obvious there is no Terra-compatible planet orbiting the star, and naval captains are chosen for their conscientious nature. The robot probe, which Evelyn fired into orbit around Matrusco, performed standard reconnaissance flybys of the 7 moons, above 150 kilometers in diameter. Anything smaller was classed as an asteroid, then moved on to analyze the 2 rings encircling the gas giant. There was nothing extraordinary or even interesting about the innermost, 20,000 kilometers broad, orbiting 370,000 kilometers out, the usual conglomeration of ice and carbon and rocky dust. But the outer ring had some strange spectrographic lines, and it occupied an unusually high orbit. Evelyn's planetary science officer raised the probe's orbit for a closer look. When the achromatic pictures relayed from the probe's optical sensors began to resolve, all activity on board the Evelyn came to an abrupt halt as the crew abandoned their routine to assess the scene. The ring, which had the mass of a modestly sized moon, was composed entirely of shattered Xenoch habitats. Evelyn immediately deployed every robot probe in its inventory to search the rest of the system with depressingly negative results. There were no other habitats, no survivors. Subsequent searches by the small fleet of Kulu research ships, which followed, also produced a resounding blank. Neither could any trace of the Xenoch race's homeworld be found. They hadn't originated on any planet in the Rune Ring system, nor had they come from any of the surrounding stars. Their origin and death were a complete enigma. The builders of the wrecked habitats were called the Laymil, though even the name wasn't discovered for another 67 years. It might seem that the sheer quantity of remnants would provide archaeologists and Xenoch investigators with a superabundance of research material, but the destruction of the estimated 70,000-plus habitats had been ferocious, and it had happened 2,400 years previously. After the initial near-simultaneous detonation, a cascade of secondary collisions had begun, a chain reaction lasting for decades, with gravel and boulders pulverizing large shell sections, setting off another round of collisions. Explosive decompression tore apart the living cells of plants and animals, leaving already badly eviscerated corpses to be decimated still further by the punishing sleet of jagged fragments. And even after a relative calm fell a century later, there was the relentless chafing of the vacuum, boiling surface molecules away one by one until only phantom-thin outlines of the original shape were left. In another 1,000 years the decay would have precluded almost any investigation into the Laymil. As it was, the retrieval of useful artifacts was a dangerous, frustrating, and generally poorly rewarded task. The Laymil research project, based in Tranquility, a custom-grown biotech habitat orbiting 7,000 kilometers above the ruin ring, depended on scavengers to do the dirty work. The scavengers who ventured into the ruin ring were driven by a variety of reasons. Some, mostly the younger ones, thought it was adventurous. Some did it because they had no choice. For some, it was a last resort gamble. but all of them kept going in the hope of that one elusive big find. Intact Lamil artifacts raised huge prices on the collector's market. There was a limited and diminishing source of unique alien objets, and museums and private collectors were desperate to obtain them.